I'm DeMarcus Ware, and you're watching Broncos TV.
Broncos look to bounce back after last week's loss to the Patriots. This week in Oakland, Broncos, Raiders, division game, kickoff set at 2:05 Mountain Time. But first, it's the Broncos TV live pregame show from O.co Coliseum. Slapped in the face, punched in the gut, kicked in the stomach. Just some of the ways the Broncos described the feeling after Sunday's loss to the Patriots. But with film review and self-evaluation now behind them, the Broncos are focused on avoiding a two-game losing streak, something that hasn't happened here in Denver in more than 2 years.
One thing about football is it never fails to throw you some bumps in the road, and you know, you just got to continue to remember what we started this for. And you know, you can't lose track of your goals and inside of what we come out here and work for.
Today's practice, the focus was there. Everybody was, you know, communicating and things of that sort. So we kind of hit the restart button, just trying to get this thing right again.
We got to bounce back, and I think everyone's, you know, getting focused on making our push here. You know, this is a time when we need to every day be getting better. And certainly sometimes when you get, you know, kicked right in the stomach like we did on the road last week, you get a chance to really take a good hard look at yourself, and we need to continue to get better, and I think that we're all on that same page.
Nobody ever wants to lose. Too much time and effort go into preparing for every game, every week. The question is, how do you turn a loss into a lesson, and how do you avoid it from happening again?
You know, losing a football game, you know, the key is how you respond to it. I mean, I've seen teams, you know, lose games and they don't recover from it, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, it's hard to say. So, you know, I think we are focused on trying to respond and play better. Yeah, can it be a good thing? Yeah, if you respond, you know, and I think you'd like not to have to get slapped in the face to get refocused. I think you'd like to be focused every single week. But I think if it happens, it's about, you know, trying not to repeat it, you know, trying to improve. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is trying to learn from it and, you know, be better for it.
Everyone in the locker room really downplayed the Raiders' 0-8 record. They said, look, this is a division game and they have nothing to lose. But more importantly, they have a good team from everything they've seen on film. Just like that, you pick your head up, and all of a sudden, it's week 10 of the NFL season. Broncos here in Oakland at O.co Coliseum to face the Raiders with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. For the next 15, 20 minutes or so, we're going to really take a look at this game, and really what kind of boils down most, Andrew, for the Broncos is we talked to players this week about not tripping twice, bouncing back, getting on that winning side. We know John Elway addressed the team this week, which he does from time to time, and players said, hey, look, we need to do what we've been coached and get back on that winning side, and why not do it against a division team?
Yeah, a lot of times a loss brings everything back into focus, makes you maybe realize that you're not as good as you thought you were and that there's areas that you need to work on. And so really, even though it's mid-season, this has kind of been almost a back-to-basics week as far as like working on some certain fundamentals that maybe it slipped a little bit and just getting back on point, knowing, you know, this team knows how good it can be. We've seen its ceiling is pretty high throughout the year, but last week wasn't what they wanted. So now, like you said, against a division rival, so as coaches will say, that game counts twice. You've got a chance to get it back on track against a team that's pretty feisty.
Yeah, and we said, you know, 0-8 record. Guys have said all week they're going to ignore that. Just talked to offensive coordinator Adam Gase. He said, look, the front four on defense for Oakland, they're violent, they're active, and they're playing hard for their coach right now. And also with Khalil Mack, he was worth the draft pick. He's been, doesn't have a sack yet, Phil, but he's been getting to quarterbacks. He's been very disruptive. That really has kind of been the tone, not necessarily 0-8.
Sure, the Broncos have said it all week that records don't matter. And it's no secret that the Broncos have had success against the division, and particularly the Raiders recently. They've been 8-2 over the last 10 years in this building. But the thing that counts is, what have you done for me lately? Yeah. And since Tony Sperano has taken over for this team, they've lost just by a few points to a lot of really good teams. 3 points to the Chargers, 11 points to Arizona, 10 to Cleveland, and just last week they lost to Seattle by just 6 points. So truly, records don't matter.